Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast. Happy Friday, people. Whipper's a pro at this whole radio thing, so, of course, he decided to give Kate a lesson in the subject of broadcasting.
I've heard a lot of radio in my days, and in fact, this show's been going for 13 years now. Welcome very late to the party, Kate Ritchie, but have your tea and listen and
I'm learn. Very upset about my tea just quickly because I went into the kitchen and they only had Earl Grey, and I hate Earl Grey.
See what I mean? If you knew radio, you wouldn't have told that story.
People love that stuff. No, they don't, relatable.
No, they don't.
It was April Fool's Day on Monday, and this caller takes the cake for the worst prank we've ever heard.
I'm a teacher. Years ago, we put an ad in the school newsletter. The canteen had overstocked cans of Coke, and they were going to sell them for 20 cents each, but the kids had to be there at 7 a.m. in the morning, and 1,000 kids turned up. They got nothing.
James, that is the worst prank I've ever heard.
I don't know if you've heard, but Fitzy is Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide!
And during his travels, he noticed something amazing.
They have the share plate. Basically what it is, Kate, is a huge plate and they put a dollop of every pasta on the menu,
plate. No, that makes me want to spew.
What are you talking about? It's magnificent.
That is not
it's all there.
Magnificent.
Ravioli, linguine.
Oh, Fitzy, please. What? You want one plate with five different pastas on
yes,
it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, grow up.
On a lazy it's Susan. Like,
grow up.
And a soft serve machine.
It's got nothing to do with my eyes. It's more aware.
Kate is so much more than a colleague to Fitzy and Whipper. She can do it all.
I realised I've joined a show after 12 years and no one has cleaned the office.
So you clean the office and now you supply snacks to the office and you also do cakes on a Tuesday. So
yeah, and sometimes I'll even wear a skirt.
I think it's safe to say that paying insurance isn't fun.
For years and years, you're paying your insurance. The premiums seem to be going up.
My mum, when we were growing up, we had a yellow Ford, and mum, for the life of her, would leave it unlocked wherever we went, but no one would take it.
Oh, steal it,
please.
This one even comes with Sally in the back.
Can I come too? Can I come?
No.
That's not fair.
I don't care whether you think it's fair or not, Sal. You're not going anywhere.
Who doesn't love a good conspiracy theory? So naturally, we had some callers tell us theirs.
This is definitely not my theory, but it's someone I know. When the planes make those lines in the sky,
oh, yeah,
he believes that signals to other countries and other planets.
Right. Chemtrails, yeah.
Are they poisoning people or something?
Like I said, he's not a mate of mine.
No.
He's your dad.
He's a mate of Bob Marley's, I think.
Oh, right.
Have you got a conspiracy theory, Clint?
Stevie Wonder. Do you reckon he's really blind?
Oh, that is a great question. We saw him catch the microphone stand, Clint.
What do you reckon, Clint?
Oh, I reckon he could see, eh?
Mark Bosnich, he reckons that there's a story where he's sure he was at a party and Stevie Wonder could see him.
He can find things.
Well, I think Boz kicked a soccer ball at him and he saved it.
Ritchie grew up in Campbelltown and she's never let us forget it. So it's good to see that she's still in touch with where it all began.
Tom in Campbelltown. Oh, Tom, welcome to the show. It's the Battle of Campbelltown. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you going?
Which suburb do you live in?
I grew up in Moorbank.
Oh, Moorbank. Moorbank Road where the big Meccano set. The lights there.
Nah, a bit off there.
It's hard to believe after all this time that singer Cher still has it.
Cher said on the red carpet that she was wearing a pair of pants that was 40 years old that she wore in a film clip. The thing is, the pants are 40 years of age, but her boyfriend, Alexander Edwards, is only 38. The pair of pants were old.
Oh, my God.
That's an amazing effort to keep a pair of pants for 40 years.
I know. You can't keep a husband for that long.
We had Daniel Ricciardo on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he was a big fan of Kate Ritchie.
Yeah, like, bit of a fan.
Wow.
So I was like, she's pretty good.
And the magazine New Idea has picked up on the chemistry and wrote quite a fictional story about it.
When it came to getting close to Red Bull driver Daniel Ricciardo, it was Kate Ritchie in pole position.
Have you got out of second gear?
No, I'll tell you what.
If Daniel didn't fancy me before now, when he sees this article and he sees a photograph of me in head-to-toe white linen as if I'm Maggie Tabra, he'll be head over heels.
And the romance didn't stop there. Apparently, she's got a thing for our IT engineer, Robbie, as well.
I love Robbie.
Robbie would throw himself over you, Kate, if you were on fire. That's the type of person he is.
Well, let's hope I never catch him.
I
love
You've
Robbie.
You've never been on fire, mate.
No, I am on fire. If I'd have anyone come in to my house, it would be Robbie.
Yeah. Well, there's an invitation for you, Rob. I'll send you the address.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a rocket? No, it's just Whipper.
We have a liftoff.
We've had ideas over the years to send Whipper, the first man from Nova, to be sent to the moon.
Really, it'd be expensive.
But do you know the funny thing is, if I was to go up and die, we're called Nova, and a supernova is the death of a star.
Is it?
Yeah, so I'd be the star that dies.
Oh, sorry to do this during the recap, guys. I just quickly need to check my voicemails. One sec.
Please leave a message after the tone. G'day, Kate. It's Robbie Zamora here from Nova's engineering department. I wanted to take you up on your invitation, and I can pop around whenever you need. Happy to help. All the best. Stay safe, and call me back as soon as you can. Thanks. Bye. Can't get enough of your
love, babe. Well, Robbie Zamora's arrived for you.
Hi, Rob.
Didn't take him long.
See you guys next time. Over and out.
Oh, now I'm embarrassed.
Well, Rob was at your house before you were.
Robbie Zamora, the old human fire blanket.
Yeah, well, you know, be safe out there today, guys. And there's a lot of rain. I know that if anybody in this building would know what to do if I had a leaking ceiling. Mm-hmm.
Slippery when wet.
I'm going home to put a knitting needle into the fan.
Oh. Fixing Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.